This is what has become of Kenya's railway transport system. But this is not to say it is completely dead. There has been efforts by the government to revive certain routes, but unfortunately, most of the routes are completely non-functional. In fact, when you visit most of the Kenyan towns, you will see routes that were once tracks for the railway transport system have been covered by tarmac. Looking back, I wonder what went wrong. What would our transport system look like if only we improved some of the structures that existed post-colonial era? Well, welcome to Kenya, a country whose public transport is privately managed. If you live in Nairobi or have been to Nairobi, then you know about our matatu culture, which we take so much pride in. It is this very same matatus that have made it almost impossible to move about the city by any other means. Unfortunately, the city is not friendly to non-motorists. Moving from point A to point B means you will either have to use a cab, a matatu, or a motorbike, which you call boda boda, for short distance travel. We have seen initiatives by the government that have not fully matured, such as the rapid buses on Thika Road, revivement of certain railway routes, although powered by diesel, especially after the construction of the Standard Gauge Railway, and very recently at the Africa Climate Summit, the President drove into KICC with a convoy of almost all the electric vehicles in Nairobi. I believe this was to send a signal to us or to the world that we are thinking about transition. But let's take a moment and think, what does it actually take to transition, especially in the transport sector? I had a chat with my boda guy and this is what he had to say.
Kwa majina ni Patrick, lakini kwa stage wananiita Patrick Pato.
Pato.
Pato mwenyewe.
Pato mwenyewe.
Sasa nikiwa Pato pale, ukiuliza Pato sasa ni mimi.
Ah, sawa sawa, na unafanya hii kazi ya boda, si ndio?
Nafanya hii kazi ya boda. For now, saa hizi kimeturamba.
Kimeturamba.
Kwa sababu mafuta nayo. Mafuta? Ndio imetuletea shida. Lakini wakieza tu tupunguzia kiasi. At least ukipata kamia tano. Unaona sasa utaweka mafuta 200, ubaki na 300. Unaona sasa saizi pikipiki na inapata pesa kama duka venye huwa inaingiza shilingi 2, shilingi 5. Hivyo sasa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Na sasa juu gava ilikuwa inasema juu mafuta inapanda kila mahali, walikuwa na encourage watu watumie ile electric bike. Sijui kama ushaisikia.
Kulingana na venye mimi nimesikia hiyo story, hiyo bike haiwezi beba zaidi ya kilo 50. Ukibeba zaidi utakuta inahema. So kwa milima inashindwa. So I prefer this one kwa sababu hii iko na nguvu.
Na weka vyako ni unabeba watu, unabeba
nguvu.
Mizigo.
Alafu unajua hii utabeba kilo karibu hata 200. So I prefer this. Hii haina mambo mingi. Ukiweka mafuta, iking'ara mpaka na huko hivi, tuseme imeishiwa na mafuta, unainamisha kidogo, unaamusha, inaguruma tena. Sasa unafika kwa ile kilomita ulikuwa umebakisha. So I prefer this.
Na sasa vile, sijui kama ushaijaribu kuendesha hiyo ingine, ama kuna marafiki zako wanaitumia?
Nimeijaribu kuendesha hiyo. Nikakuta brakes zote ziko hapa mbele, hapa hivi. Sasa venye nifuga brakes nikaanguka, nikashindwa kwani hii gari ni aina gani? So I prefer wajenge brake ya pale. Unajua sasa pale ndio mtu amezoea kukanyaga.
Brake hapa.
Sasa mimi nilishika zote, nimeshika crash. Nikashika zote nikaanguka.
Ulipiga screenshot.
Hata sikutaka mtu achukue picha kwa sababu nilianguka kwa matope.
Ukapiga screenshot. Pole.
Let's take a look at Africa. Where is the rest of Africa when it comes to the transport system? I was in Arusha a couple of weeks ago, and there's barely any difference when it comes to the transport system between Arusha and Nairobi. And having moved about the city, I saw similar cars to the cars you could find in Kenya. And these are cars that basically use petrol and diesel. And maybe I did not move around much, but I didn't see one electric car in sight. Morocco, on the other hand, has a properly functional tramway and is home to Africa's fastest train that is called the Alborak, with a high speed linking Tangier, Rabat and Casablanca every hour over a new high speed line. And this was particularly launched in November of 2018 after a decade of planning and construction by Morocco's National Railway Company. And this makes me wonder, what could we do differently as Kenya? Abidjan is also in the process of constructing a BRT as well as a tramway covering 37 kilometers within the city. And this is also a good example of a trajectory towards transition in Africa's transport system. Now, to the African country that possesses most of the minerals needed for transition globally, Congo. The story of Congo is a perfect example of injustice, colonialism, and resource curse. There is enough documentaries on cobalt mining that has left families widowed, children subjected to child labor, among many other despicable injustices. Unfortunately, Congo remains in abject poverty despite their vast resources, and their transport system, particularly their road networks, are in absolute shambles.
So, back to my question. What does it take to actually transition? Do we have infrastructure such as roads, cycling lanes, and utilities and facilities such as charging spots that allow for ease of movement and allows people to go about their businesses using electric means of transport? Do we have the energy capacity? Do we have sufficient policies that allow for incentives when owning an electric vehicle? And finally, does the general public understand why there's a need for cleaner means of transport?